Legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Roger O'Sullivan, Comedy Cavern Comedian of the Year. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Was it a very traumatic experience winning? Because I believe you went and emigrated the following day.
Yeah, I felt that I'd done everything that I had to do in the Irish comedy scene, and then I left.
At the same time as Dennis Lenn, are you guys gone to London together or separately?
We are. We decided that we'd put our differences aside and we'd give it a go. We'd give them hell over here.
Nice. So Dennis Lenn won the competition last year. Both of you guys are comics working on the Cork and national comedy scene for some time, and you are over now in the mean streets of London to see what the crowd over there will make of you. I presume you've gigged in England before, have you?
A shockingly small amount considering the decision we've made to move over here.
But sure, listen, being a comedian is about being brave, I presume, in the first place, is it?
I think it's more narcissism, but it's best to play it off as bravery.
Possibly a mix of both, but look, I think for a lot of people, getting up in front of an audience and just speaking and presuming that speaking is going to be entertaining takes balls of steel.
A lot of of humbling.
Along the way, is it?
Yes, and then eventual, well, it's gone as bad as it can go, so it can only start getting better.
Nice. Well, look, I wish you and Dennis the very best of luck. It's not the last. Well, according to Christopher O'Leary, who runs the Comedy Cavern Club in Collins and Douglas Street every Tuesday night, which is a fun spot to go to. It's free. There's a hat passed around for collections at the end, but it really is one of the thriving hubs of the Cork comedy scene. But he last night said, you guys will never grace the Cavern Comedy Club again after you've made it big over in London.
Oh, he won't be able to get us. even though in my opinion that is the best club in the country, I shall never play it again now because
well, it was a pleasure for me to see your last performance there. I very much enjoyed the not one, not two, but three different pieces of eyewear you managed to sport over the course of your set. Did your set have a theme last night, or was that very typical of the sort of comedy you perform, and how would you describe that, if it's even possible to?
I think sometimes I will wear said eyewear. I'll have some props and something to surprise the audience, and then other times I'll go more acoustic. There's no props.
Brill. Well, either way, it was thoroughly entertaining, and you won. You're the Comedy Cavern Comedian of the Year for 2020. Take that, London.
Yes, and I'm desperately trying to get the euros exchanged into pounds now. So,
where are you having to try to do that? Is it?
I'm really just bartering on the street.
Yeah,
actually,
That's what I was going to recommend. I hear Piccadilly Circus is the spot. Just go around going euros for sterling. I've got them. Who wants them? I can't see any problem. What could go wrong?
I'm writing this down as we speak, Dave.
Roger, pleasure chatting, man. I hope we chat again. I look forward to seeing you back in Cork.
Thank you very much.
Sound man, good luck.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.